的知音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2019年12月15日，我们今天又非常的荣幸的邀请到了圣战者，我们以及我们圣战者的阿叔克什纳巴拉的法务，为我们继续讲述今天的圣典博加瓦坦的早课，敬请聆听。哈雷克什纳。
Hare Krishna, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter 7, Scheduled Incarnations with Specific Functions. Today you read from text 30 and perhaps also 31.
我们今天继续阅读《圣典博加瓦坛》第二篇第七章，起特殊作用的化身。我们今天呢，先开始读第30世节，也许可能还会读到第31世节。
Grinita,
Grinita,
Yat-yat,
Yat-yat,
Upabandham,
Upabandham,
Amushya,
Amushya,
Mata,
Mata,
Grinita, Yat-yat, Upabandham, Upabandham, Amushya, Mata,
Grinita, Yat-yat, Upabandham, Amushya, Mata,
Shurbam,
Shurbam,
Sutasya,
Sutasya,
Na,
Na,
Tu,
Tu,
Tat Tat,
Tat Tat,
Amushya,
Amushya,
Mati,
Mati,
Shurbam, Sutasya, Na Tu Tat Tat, Amushya, Mati.
Subham sutasya natu tatat amusha namati
Yat
Yat
Drinbata
Drinbata
Asya
Asya
Vadane
Vadane
Bhuvanani
Bhuvanani
Gopi
Gopi
Yajrimbatusya vadane bhuvanani gopi.
Yajrimbatusya vadane bhuvanani gopi.
Sambhiksya.
Sambhiksya.
Shankitamana.
Shankitamana.
Pratibodhita.
Pratibodhita.
Asit,
Asit,
Sambhiksya, Sankitamana, Pratibodhita, Asit,
Sambhiksya, Sankitamana, Pratibodhita,
Grine, Grinita, Yad, Yad, Upabandham, Amushya, Mata,
Grinita yad yad upabandham mamushya mata
Shurbam sutasya natu tatta damushya mati
Shurbam sutasya natu tatta damushya mati
Yajrin bhatosya vadane bhuvanani gopi
Yajrimumpatosya vadane bhuvanani gopi
Sambhiksya shankitamana pratibodhitasit
Sambhiksya shankitamana pratibodhitasit
Okay, word for word.
字对字
Grinita
Grinita, 拿起
Yat yat,
yat yat, 任何
Upabandham,
Upabandham, 捆绑用的绳子
Amushya,
Amushya, 他的
Mata,
Mata, 母亲
Shurbam,
Shurbam, 绳子
Sutasya,
Sutasya, 他儿子的
Na,
Na, Na, 不
to
to 不过
that that
that that 不久以后
Amusha
Amusha 他的
Mati
Mati 足够
Yat
Yat 那
Jrinbata
Jrinbata 正张开嘴
Asya
Asya 由他
Vadane
Vadane 在嘴中
Bhuvanani
Bhuvanani 世界
Gopi
Gopi 牧牛姑娘
Samviksha
Samviksha 这样看到
Shankitamana
Shankitamana 心中怀疑
Pratibodhita
Pratibodhita 被以不同的方式说服了
Asit
Asit 这样做
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供译文当牧牛女 Krishna 的养母亚修达想用绳子捆绑他儿子的手时，他发现绳子总是短一截儿。当他最终放弃绑儿子的念头时，主 Krishna 便张开他的嘴，母亲在他的嘴里看到了所有的宇宙。看到这情景，他虽然心中起疑，但却以另外一种方式解释他儿子的神秘本质。要旨。一天，主 Krishna 作为顽皮的孩子，去打扰母亲亚修达做家务事。亚修达为了惩罚他，就开始用绳子绑他。但他发现，无论他用多少根绳子都不够。后来，就在亚修达变得疲惫不堪时，至尊主张开了他的嘴巴，让深爱他的母亲看到儿子的嘴巴里所有的宇宙。母亲惊呆了，但出于对 Krishna 的深爱，他以为是全能的守神 Narayana 在仁慈地照顾他的儿子，保护儿子免受所发生的一连串灾害的伤害。由于他深爱着 Krishna， 他永远都不能想象自己的儿子是至尊人格守神 Narayana 本人，那是至尊主的内在能量 Yoga Maya 起的作用，好让至尊主与他各种类型的奉献者一起从事的所有娱乐活动都达到完美的境界。如果不是神的话，谁能发展展开出这样的神奇的活动呢？译文：当牧牛女 Krishna 的养母亚修达想要用绳子捆绑他的儿子的手时，他发现绳子总是短一截儿。当他最终放弃绑儿子的念头时，主 Krishna 便张开他的嘴，母亲在他的嘴里看到了所有的宇宙。看到这情景，他虽然心中起疑，但却以另外一种方式解释他儿子的神秘本质。
Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Sakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Svapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakaupattarubhyaccha Kripa Sindhubhyae Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So here Lord Brahma is relating the pastime of Damodar
所以这里呢，主Brahma 他在讲述达摩达尔的逍遥时光。
So when you read this, you may feel a little doubtful. How is that? We read differently. We don't read in a pastime of Damodara that Mother Yashoda also saw the universal form in his mouth.
所以当我们在读到这个逍遥时光的时候呢，我们可能就会感到有点困惑，我们就会想，为什么跟我们好像之前读的不太一样呢？我们并没有读到在达摩达尔的逍遥时光里面，亚舒达妈妈在他的嘴里面看到了宇宙。
So, which one is right? Which one is wrong?
所以到底哪个是对的，哪个是错的呀？
Because you didn't hear like that.
因为我们之前没有听到这样的故事呀。
So why is like that now?
所以为什么现在又这样讲了呢？
Which one should we accept as the real version?
所以呢，到底哪个版本是真的版本？我们到底应该接受哪个版本呢？
There are no mistakes in Srimad Bhagavatam.
在圣典菩萨瓦坛里面是没有错误的。
Hello?
Yes, Ashu, I'm here, but I didn't hear.
Okay, there are no mistakes in Srimad Bhagavatam.
在圣典菩萨瓦坛里面没有错误。
So again, our reasoning is a bit, but is a different description here than what we hear in the pastime of the tenth canto.
但是呢，我们在这儿所听到的这个版本和我们在圣典菩萨瓦坛的第十篇里面所听到的达摩达尔的这个故事的版本是不一样的。
The pastimes of Krishna happen in every once every day of Brahma.
主 Krishna 的逍遥时光是每天都会在就都会在 Brahma 的每一天中上演一次。
Yes, every day of Brahma, the Lord comes in his original form and he performs his very beautiful pastimes of Vrindavan.
所以呢，主 Krishna 在 Brahma 的每一天都会以他原初的形象显现，并且呢，上演在 Vrindavan 的非常美妙的逍遥。
And the pastimes are not exactly in the same order.
Are exactly in the same order.
Are not in the same order every day.
Okay, 所以说呢，但是呢，这些逍遥时光它每天所上演的这个顺序是不一样的。
It's not that Krishna needs to repeat every pastime exactly as he did in a previous time.
所以说呢 ，Krishna 他不会原本原样的会去重复他在前一天所上演的那个逍遥。
So certainly Lord Brahma is relating to another pastime that did not occur during this last 5,000 years ago that we have the record in the Bhagavatam about.
所以说呢。Brahma 他所描述的现在的这个故事呢，并不是在五千年以前在记录圣殿波加瓦坛的时候所记录的那个逍遥时光的版本。
And this, in our understanding, as it seems, is combining two pastimes in one.
那所以那对在我们看来呢，好像是把两个逍遥时光。给合在一个故事里了。
Because we don't hear in the record of the pastime that happened 5,000 years ago, we don't hear that Krishna showed the universal form to his mother when she was about to bind him.
因为在五千年以前，我们所听到的 Krishna 的达摩达尔逍遥时光这版本里面，并没有听到当亚舒的妈妈要捆他的时候 ，Krishna 向他显现了他的宇宙的形象。
But in another period where the Lord showed the pastime, Lord Brahma saw him doing the two things at the same time.
但是呢，在另外一次主在上演他的逍遥的时候呢，是主 Brahma 他在同时看到了主的这两个故事的演绎。
So yes, the Lord's pastimes they are not a completely replica every time. They may have some differences.
所以说呢，每一次主 Krishna 并不是会去完全的重复他的逍遥时光，他的娱乐活动，但是 但是也许可能呢会有一些同有一些相同的和不同的地方。
But the result is the same.
但是呢，结果是一样的。
Krishna performs Mother Yashoda performs the pastime of binding Krishna.
亚瑟的妈妈和 Krishna 在上演的一个逍遥时光，就是亚瑟的妈妈在捆 Krishna。
And every time she seems to be unable to bind him.
而且每次呢，她要捆他的时候呢，好像都捆不上。
Every time she becomes very tired of trying.
那每次呢，她在试着要捆他的时候呢，她都会感到很疲惫、很累。
And here in this pastime that Lord Brahma related, at that time, Krishna showed the universal form in his mouth to make Mother Yashoda even more perplexed.
那在这个地方呢，主 Brahma 他所描述的就是，当亚瑟的妈妈感到很疲惫的时候 ，Krishna 就从他的口中向亚瑟他妈妈展示了宇宙的形体。那这样的话呢，就是亚瑟的妈妈变得更加的困惑。
So we may wonder, but why did Mother Yashoda did not remember having this pastime before, and also she underwent that difficulty, why she didn't do differently now, because she already went through this pastime many times.
那所以我们也许可能就会感到很困惑，为什么亚瑟的妈妈她没有记住她之前已经经历过这样的困境？他为什么现在他不换另外一种方式呢？因为他都已经体验过了呀。
She should remember what happened already in a previous time that she was at difficulty to bind him.
因为他应该能记得之前他已经试着要绑 Krishna， 可是他绑不了，他绑不住，他应该记得这件事情。
But this is the action of Yoga Maya.
但是这个呢，就是 Yoga Maya 的活动了。
In the pastimes of the Lord, it's only the present.
在主 Krishna 的逍遥时光中呢，它只显现的是当下。
There is no recollection of the past.
所以呢，他们是不会记着过去的。
Because there is no the influence of material time. Material time creates.Past, present, and future.
因为是没有物质的时间对他们的影响的，那么这个过去、现在和将来呢，是由物质的时间所创造出来的。
In the spiritual world, they are always living in the present.
所以呢，在灵性世界，人们永远都是处于当下的。
This past and future is experienced in the material world, particularly.
特别呢是在这个物质世界才能够去体验有过去和未来的感觉。
And this creates a great trouble for the conditioned souls.
那么这个呢就给我们这些受条件限制的灵魂产生了很大的麻烦。
Because oftentimes we are haunted by our past, what we did in the past, what others did to us in the past, what we have experienced in the past.Can hurt us.
因为我们大部分的这个时间呢，总是让自己处于过去的一种状态之中。我们在总是在想着过去我们都做了些什么呀，然后我们都想着别人在过去都做了些什么呀。但是这些过去的这些体验呢，
and we,
会让我们感到很受伤。
Yeah, and we keep living what already happened in the past. It's not happening anymore today.
所以呢，我们其实始终都会让自己生活在过去所发生的事情中，但其实这些事情呢，在今天并没有再接着发生。
The past keeps haunting us, keep disturbing us.
但是这过去呢，就不断的来骚扰我们，不断的来困扰着我们。
Or on the other side, we are planning for the future.
然后从另外一方面来说呢，我们又在为将来在谋算着。
What I'm going to do, what I'm going to make, how I'm going to behave, and we are always thinking of what, how can we improve ourselves in the future.
我们总是在想着，在将来我将要做些什么呢？我将要让自己采取什么样的行为举止呢？那我将要做些什么呢？我总是在想着，在将来我是不是能让自己变得更加的有提升？
And it can be also a disturbance.
那么这个呢也是非常的搅扰人心的。
It's like, for instance, when we are chanting our japa.
比如说当我们在念诵的时候。
Our minds very, very frequently dwell in the past or start making plans for the future while we are chanting.
所以当我们在念诵的时候呢，我们的这个心意就非常的普遍的会处在将过去在发生了些什么，总是在琢磨过去发生了些什么，或者说呢又开始在打算着将来我要做什么了。
It's what most devotees experience. The mind brings us to the past or projects some future.
大部分的奉献者都在体验着这样的感受。就是心意呢，它总是让我们去到过去所发生的事情，或者呢在畅想着未来。
And we forget to live the present.
那我们就忘记了让自己安住在当下了。
We forget to be in the present.
而且呢，我们也忘记了让自己一定要在当下。
And what are we doing in the present?
那我们在当下又做了些什么呢？
We are chanting Hare Krishna.
可是我们当下在做的事情是在念诵 Hare Krishna.
But we are hearing our minds bringing us to the experience of the past, or you following our minds in the plans and the projections in the future.
但是呢，我们就会听着我们的心意，让我们的心意把我们带到过去，想着过去所发生的什么事情，或者说呢，又让我们的心意。把我们给带到了对将来的投射之中。
So how can we have a real good japa, a good chanting of the holy names?
那这样我们怎么能够有很好的质量的 japa, 怎么有很好的质量能够来念诵圣名呢？
We should not follow the mind into the past, you should not follow the mind into the future.
所以我们就不能跟着我们的心意去到过去，或者跟着心意去到未来。
We have to be in the present. In the present, I am chanting, and I should pay attention to what I'm chanting now.
但我现在实际上是在念诵，所以呢，我们应该把我们的注意力要放在当下，就是当下此时现在我正在念诵。
But this goes for any spiritual activity. We tend to be distracted from the moment we are doing the activity and benefit.From that particular benefit, because we follow our mind into the past or follow our mind into the future.
这个事实上，当我们在从事任何的灵性活动的时候呢，都会产生这样的问题，就是由于我们跟着我们的心意去到了过去或者去到了未来，使得我们根本就没有办法真正的从当下我们所从事的灵性活动中受益。
And what is more important is the present.
那么什么是更重要的呢？更重要的是当下。
Because the present we are living it now.
因为当下是我们此时所安住所生活的时刻。
Like we are talking now, we are talking now. And maybe in your minds you are thinking about the past, or you may still making plans for the future while we are hearing the lecture.
那比如说现在我们在讲课，然后呢您在听课，也许在听课的这个过程中呢，您这个脑子已经在想着过去所发生的事情，或者是又在打算着将来要做的事情了。
And we may think, no problem, I can think of the past, I can think of the future, and I still can hear the lecture.
也许可能你会在说，这没问题，我可以琢磨过去，我也可以想着未来，但与此同时呢，我依然还可以听课。
No, in the mind we cannot make multitasking.
不可以的，因为在我们的心意中，我们是不可以一刻做多样的事情的。
If you follow our mind into the past, our attention is in the past. If we follow our mind into the future, our attention is in the future.
如果我们要是跟着我们的心意去到了过去的话，那我们的注意力呢就在过去。如果我们要是跟着我们的心意去了将来呢，那我们的注意力呢就到了将来。
We cannot be attentive to the three stages of time. Cannot.
我们根本就不可能同时专注在这时间的三个层面上，不可能的。
So, what is the most important?
那么，所以什么是最重要的呢
？Past.
过去吗
？Past is already past. Is already we already lived it. You cannot go back.
那么过去已经过去了。这个过去已经被我们给抛下了，我们根本就再也回不去了。
The future?
是将来吗
？We don't know. We don't know what the future holds on for us.
我们根本就不知道将来会给我们带来些什么。
Even if you make plans.
即便你做出一些计划。
So often we make plans that we fail to follow in the future.
那么我们经常是在做计划，但事实上呢，这个计划并不能够按照这样的实际的向我们展现未来。
So neither past nor the future are really important.
所以说呢，无论是过去还是将来都不那么重要。
What is important is the present.
重要的是现在。
Because the present is what we are living now. This is real. We are living now.
因为当下现在是我们此时正在生活的这个时刻，它是真实的。
So one mother Yashoda is having these pastimes with Krishna. She is living in a moment. She is not thinking about what happened in the past, last day when she bound Krishna. She is not thinking about that. She is totally absorbed in the present. What she has to do, what she is going to do now.
所以说呢，当亚修的妈妈和 Krishna 在经历这个逍遥时光的时候，她是完全专注在现在所发生的时刻的。她没有想到在过去她和 Krishna 曾经经历过什么。
That's why the aspect of past and future are practically absent in the hearts of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. They live in the present.
所以说呢，这个过去和将来这两个方面呢，应该说在文达文的居民的内心中是没有的，他们只是让自己安住在当下。
And this is what we need to experience to in our spiritual practice. Leave the moment. What are we do now? We concentrate, we focus on this. We don't let ourselves wander with our minds into the past.Or wandering our minds into the future because it's pointless. What we are doing now is what matters.
那么，所以这也是我们在灵性修习应该去体验和习练的，就是我们要让自己努力的专注在当下我们所做的这个事情，而不要让我们跟着自己的心意去到过去或者是去到将来，因为那些都是没有意义的。真正有意义的是此时现在所发生的事情。
So it's not that Mother Yashoda does not think about what happened in the past or thinks about what she plans for her child in the future. But this is mostly irrelevant. For her, the most important is the moment she's having an interaction with her child. This is the real for her because this is what is happening.
那么并不是说亚修的妈妈她并不知道在过去都发生了些什么，或者她也不关心她的孩子在将来会是什么样子，而是对于她来说，过去和将来都和此时没有关系，而此时她现在和她的孩子之间的这种呼应是对她来说是最重要的。
So they don't pay much attention to the past, they don't pay much attention to the future, they live the moment.Every moment they live that moment, and that's why they derive so much bliss.
那所以说呢， 他们不会去关心在过去所发生的事情，他也不会想着将来所发生的事情，他只是在片片刻刻中让自己安住在当下，所以说这样才会让他们体会到极大的极乐之情。
So the action of Yoga Maya, the internal potency of the Lord, makes the devotee forget what happened in the past, and the devotee is not very much interested about what's going to happen in the future.
主 Krishna 的内在能量 Yoga Maya 使奉献者们忘记了在过去所发生的事情，以及让他们不那么太有兴趣的知道在将来会发生什么。
Otherwise, she would behave differently every time she would try to bind Krishna.
否则的话，每次当她试着要去捆 Krishna 的时候，她的举止就会不一样了。
The pastimes of the Lord are going in rotation in every universe. Like we finished in this universe, like 5,000 years ago, they finished to perform the pastimes in this universe.And then they move to another universe, and they go through about the same type of pastimes with some differences, as we see here in the description of Lord Brahma, some slightly difference, but you go about the same pastime. How can they really enjoy those pastimes, get into those pastimes, if it's a repetition and if they have recollection of what they already did in the previous times?Because they are the same associates of the Lord.
那主 Krishna 的这些逍遥时光，它是不断重复着上演的。当他们在这一个星球，比如说在五千年的这个逍遥时光结束了之后呢，他们就会去到另外一个宇宙体系，然后呢去重新的上演所有这些逍遥时光。但是每次的这些逍遥时光在上演的时候呢，可能都会有一点这个。不同的地方，比如说像主Brahma 他在给我们讲今天的这个故事的时候呢，这个版本就有点不太一样。但是呢，所有的这一些主 Krishna 的同样的这些同游，他们怎么能够不断的去快乐的体验着他们所不断的重复的上演的这些逍遥时光呢？
Because they always absorb in the present.
因为他们总是让自己沉醉在当下。
So this is something very astonishing that only, like Lord Brahma said, who could play such wonders without being God?
所以说呢，这个是令人非常惊叹的方面。那么就像主 Brahma 所讲的，只有主才能够让人如此的惊叹。
And the fact that Mother Yashoda every timeKrishna goes through some dangerous situation and Krishna does something extraordinary. She always thinks, this is just Narayana doing something to protect my child.
而每次当 Krishna 他去身处险境或者是经历一些探险冒险的时候呢，亚修的妈妈她总会说，这是主 Narayana 对他的保护。
She never thinks that it's her child doing.
那她从来都不会觉得是她的孩子的亲身所为。
That's why in this pastime of Damodar, she was baffled because she could see that she was unable to bind her son, even though she had tied many ropes together, and every time was short, she could not tie him.
但是呢，在达摩达尔的这个逍遥时光里面呢，亚修的妈妈是非常的困惑的，因为她自己亲身体验到了，她没有办法捆住 Krishna。她虽然说把很多的绳子都接在了一起，但是每次呢都短那么一截儿。
So she every time she is very worried and she feels fatigue and she perspires because She needs to bind her son to correct him, but she's unable to do it because every time the ropes are short.
所以这就让她很焦虑。那么亚修的妈妈她是很努力的在帮 Krishna， 原因是因为她要教导她的儿子要更正他的行为。那所以呢，她每次都非常的辛苦的大汗淋漓的在绑他，但是呢，每次这个绳子都短那么一截儿。
This is very mystical.
所以这是很玄妙的。
But we don't hear that she has a recollection of the past and say, ah, I know the drill. After some time, he's going to allow me to bind him. So I should not be so worried. Because I know what's already happened in the past.
但是我没有想到，也就是我没有听到亚瑟的妈妈说啊，我想起来了，之前也是这样的，我不用太担心，因为等我折腾半天之后呢，他反正他会让我把他给捆起来的，所以不用着急。
No, every time she's totally baffled, totally surprised because of the potency, the influence of the potency of Yoga Maya that makes her forget what happened in the past.
那么不是这样的，其实每次呢，他都非常的惊讶，每次他都非常的困惑，原因就是由于Yoga Maya的这个内在的能量，让他把这事儿都给忘了。So
that's why Lord Brahma is presenting this very simple pastime of the Lord, very sweet, where Krishna saw some of his mystic powers, but he could say, okay, mystic powers. Even great yogis, they have mystic powers. Great yogis, they also can do things like that. They can also baffle you to that you cannot bind them, things like that. They can do things like that.
那所以说呢，主 Brahma 他就用这种非常简单的方式给我们描述了主 Krishna 的非常的美妙的这段逍遥时光。但是呢，这里面所展现的是 Krishna 的玄秘力量。 但他没有说，哦，这就是玄秘力量。那玄秘力量有什么了不起呢？瑜伽师他也是可以有展现出玄秘力量的呀。But
the yogis cannot have this mystic power, making others forget whatever experience in the past.
但是瑜伽师他不具备的玄秘力量是让别人忘记在过去所发生的事情。But
here in the pastimes of Krishna, Mother Yashoda does not recollect what happened in the past in relation to that particular pastime. It's like new and fresh. It's a new situation.
但是呢，在亚瑟的和Krishna所上演的这段笑话里面，我们能够看出，Krishna他可以使亚瑟的妈妈根本就想不起来在过去所发生的事情，所以呢，让亚瑟的妈妈每次在经历这逍遥时光的时候呢，都是新鲜的，都是新的。
All these pastimes are happening every time with Mother Yashoda, not where any other devotee who plays the role of Mother Yashoda is to do, always with the same Mother Yashoda.
每次这段逍遥时光所上演的这个人物角色呢，都是亚瑟的妈妈本人，并不是说是其他的奉献者取代了亚瑟的妈妈的这个角色来代替他来上演这个逍遥时光，不是这样的。
So the influence of material time is not experienced in the pastimes of the Lord, even when they occur in the material world.
所以说呢，在主的逍遥时光中，即便这个逍遥时光是在物质世界所上演的，那么他们也不会受到物质时间的影响。And
every time she performs these pastimes with her little boy, Krishna is always a little boy to her. Every time she performed that, it's not that, okay, he was a little boy last time, but now, after so many times, now Krishna is growing up, he's already an adult. No, she always have the pastimes with Krishna as a child.
而且亚瑟的妈妈和Krishna所上演的这种逍遥时光呢，永远都是和儿童Krishna所上演的，并不是说这次是小Krishna。 然后下一次呢，这Krishna就长大了，不是这样的。Because
Krishna is not affected, neither Mother Yashoda, neither Krishna's devotees, they are not affected by the influence of time that brings us, that creates the past, present, and future. There's no such influence.
所以说呢，这个Krishna以及Krishna的奉献者都不会被这个物质时间所影响。 也就是说呢，他们不会经历过去、现在和将来。So
all the pastimes of the Lord are enacted in the present, and every time they live that presence, and that's why they enjoy always a unique experience in the pastime of the Lord, even though it looks similar as they performed previously.
那么这个主和他的奉献者所饰演的这些逍遥时光呢，永远都是在当下的逍遥时光。而且呢，就是这些奉献者们，他们也永远都是让自己心处在当下，去享受当下的这个逍遥时光。那么这个逍遥时光也许就虽然说就这个逍遥时光，他们的这些逍遥活动看起来和之前都很类似，都差不多一样，但是呢，他们总是把它当成常新的当下的这个体验。
And even hearing about these pastimes as a very particular effect, every time, every year we celebrate this pastime of Damodar, it seems we are living a fresh pastime. It seems like the first time we are living, we are hearing and relishing this pastime.
但就即便是我们在不断的聆听这些逍遥时光，比如说每年我们都会庆祝达摩达尔的逍遥时光，但是每次当我们在聆听的时候，当我们在品味的时候，都把它当成是一个新的故事在聆听和品味。
We hear the same things.
我们听的是同样的故事。
We do the same things, offering the candles, chanting the same prayers. We do exactly the same thing.
而且每年我们都会做的是完全一样的事情，比如说我们会供灯，我们会唱诵达摩达尔阿斯特嘎的祷文。
But every time it feels that it is fresh and is happening in a moment.
但是每次呢，我们都体会到的是新鲜的感觉，而且我们每次都觉得好像这事就是在此时当下才发生的。
And every time we relish it more and more.
而每次呢，我们都会更加深的去品味它。
This is extraordinary.
所以这是卓越非凡的。
Because if it be some mundane thing, oh, I already heard this pastime said so many times. It's always the same. Forget it. I want to hear something new. No, we relish to hear the same pastime again and again and again and again and again and again, and you don't become tired of it. You every time you feel more satisfaction in hearing these pastimes.
如果这要是一个世俗的故事的话，我们可能就会觉得烦了。哎呀，这故事我都听过了，我不想再听了。但是呢，这些因为它是超然的逍遥时光，所以呢，我们就想要在不断的一次又一次的去聆听，而且每次在聆听的时候呢，我们都会更深的去品味它，而且我们想要能够更多的去听它，去了解它，都好像是新的。
We enjoy, we relish these pastimes more and more, actually.
所以我们会更多的、更深的去享受着、品味着这些逍遥。
So this is amazing. That's why Lord Brahma, which is the most intelligent person, the most wise, and certainly the most devoted, you know, because he sees these wonderful pastimes every day of his life, he's always baffled. He's always baffled by the nature of Krishna's pastimes.
所以呢，这是非常的令人惊叹的。那么主 Brahma 呢，他本来是最具有智慧，最有才智的这么一个人。但是就即便是他每次，而且他都亲眼见到了主 Krishna 的这些逍遥时光，可是每次当他看到的时候呢，他都会感到很困惑，很迷茫。
Okay, we read text 31.
Nandam
chamokshati bayad varuna sabashat gopan vileshu pitam maya suluna cha ani apritam shnishi sayanam atishramena lokam vikuntam upaneshyati gokulam sma. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文，主 Krishna 拯救了被半神人 Varuna 抓去的养父 Nanda Maharaj， 拯救了被 Maya 的儿子放进山洞的牧牛童。对白天工作忙碌，晚上因心情工作了一天而呼呼大睡的文达文居民们，主 Krishna 让他们 进入灵性天空中的最高星球。他的所有这些活动不仅是超然的，而且证明他毫无疑问就是至尊人格守神。要知有一次，鲁克什纳的养父 Nanda Maharaj 误以为黑夜已经过去，于是在深夜到亚莫纳河里去沐浴。为此半身人 Varuna 把他带回自己的星球，以便可以看到来拯救父亲的至尊人格守神主 Krishna。 事实上Varuna 并没有逮捕 Nanda 王，因为 Vrindavan 的居民一直想着主 Krishna， 冥想他的形象，始终处在 Samadhi 的状态，奉爱瑜伽的恍惚状态，所以不害怕物质存在的痛苦。佛教梵歌中确认说道，怀着超然的爱，全身心的投靠服从至尊人格守神，以这种方式与他交往，就可以使人免于物质自然法律施加的各种痛苦。这节诗里清楚地提到，文达文的居民每天的日常工作非常的繁重，由于白天工作得很累，晚上便睡得很熟，所以他们其实很少有时间去冥想或从事其他形式的灵修活动。尽管如此，他们实际上唯一从事的是最高级的灵性活动，他们所做的一切因为都符合他们与主 Krishna 的关系，所以都是灵性化的。活动的中心点是 Krishna， 因此所谓的物质世界里的活动充满了灵性的力量。这就是奉爱瑜伽之徒的好处，人必须代表 Krishna 履行自己的责任，这样他在从事所有的活动时就一直想着主 Krishna， 而这是灵性觉悟中最高形式的全神贯注的状态。译文：主 Krishna 拯救了被半神人 Varuna 抓去的养父 Nanda Maharaj， 拯救了被 Maya 的儿子放进山洞的牧牛童。对白天工作忙碌，晚上因辛勤工作了一整天而呼呼大睡的文达文居民，主 Krishna 让他们进入了灵性天空中的最高星球。他的所有这些活动不仅是超然的，而且证明他毫无疑问就是至尊人格守神。
嗯， So here also is mentioning the pastime of hiding the coward boys. Here in this pastime, this is not done by Lord Brahma himself.
所以在这里面呢，也提到了关于把牧牛童给藏起来的这个消失光。但在这里面，我们所听到的这个消失光里面的主人公并不是主 Brahma。
Here it was done by the son of Maya.
在这里面呢，干这件事的人呢是 Maya 的儿子。
I don't know who is this personality. Maya is one demon also, but I don't know who was his son.
我不知道 Maya 的儿子到底是谁。Maya 也是一个恶魔，但是 Maya 的儿子是谁我就不清楚了。
So Nanda Maharaj was released from Krishna released from Varuna in the depths of the ocean because Varuna had arrested Nanda Maharaj.
Varuna 抓走了 Nanda Maharaj， 把他给带到了深海里面。但是 Krishna 呢，到深海里面把Nanda Maharaj 给救了。
So he is talking about Varuna, but usually the pastime as we hear is different. It brings inside the water. Here it seems it looks took him to another planet.
Okay. 那么在这里面呢，我们听到的是 Varuna， 而且呢是把 Nanda Maharaj 给带到了另外一个星球里面。但是我们之前所听到的故事呢，都是把 Nanda Maharaj 给带到了水里面。
When you read the story, it seems to be here in Yamuna, in the depths of the Yamuna, there is the kingdom of Varuna.
但是在今天的这个故事里面呢，我们所听到的好像是在这个亚穆纳河的深处有瓦鲁纳的国度。
Because Nanda Maharaj apparently did a mistake mistake bathing in the Jamuna before the sun started rising. It was still very dark. It was still night.
在这个故事里讲的是南达马尔日他犯了一个错误，就是他在黑夜里面，就是太阳还没有升起之前，就在仰慕的河里沐浴了。
So because of this apparently mistake, the followers of the demigod Varuna arrested Nanda Maharaj and brought him to his presence in the depths of the Jamuna.
那么这个显而易见的这个错误呢，使得 Varuna 的Varuna 他是一位半神人，那么使 Varuna 的这些追随者们呢，就把 Nanda Maharaj 给抓了起来。然后呢，把他给带到仰慕那河的深处去见 Varuna。
Demigod Varuna, yeah, demigod Varuna in the Jamuna River.
对，所以呢，这个讲的是在雅穆那河里的半神人 Varuna。
Actually, this was done with the purpose of forcing Krishna to come to rescue his father, so Varuna, the demigod Varuna, could have the darshan of Lord Krishna.
这其实是有预谋的。那么，半神人瓦鲁呢？他是故意这么做，然后呢，就可以就可以迫使 Krishna 到深河里面去救他的父亲。
And Ananda Maharaj was not in any way fearful or an anxiety because of being arrested by Varuna.
但是 Nanda Maharaj 呢，他并没有因为被 Varuna 给抓了起来，所以呢就表现出任何的焦虑和恐惧。
Because as Srila Prabhupada said, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they're always thinking of Krishna, always meditating on Krishna. So they have no fear.
因为在咱们的这个要旨里面，舍拉帕帕他也提到了，文达文的这些居民们，他们内心中总是想着 Krishna， 所以说呢，他们是没有任何的恐惧的。
Fear appears when there is no deep love between in the heart of the living entities。
这个恐惧它之所以产生的原因呢，是因为在生物体的内心之中没有深深的爱。
Because the inhabitants of Vrindavan have so much love for Krishna, they know that Krishna will always protect them.
但是呢，在文达文的这些居民们，他们深爱着 Krishna， 而且他们也知道 Krishna 总是会保护他们的。
So all the situations, all the past dangerous past times, where demons came to harass the devotees in Vrindavan, the devotees were cool. They were totally dependent on the Lord. They were not afraid of demons.
所以说呢，在文达文虽然发生了很多事情，有很多的状况，而且呢，有各种各样的恶魔被派到文达文去行凶，但是呢，文达文的这些居民们，他们始终都保持着非常的冷静的一种心态，因为他们知道 Krishna 是一定会保护他们的。
So here also Srila Prabhupada mentioned that the inhabitants of Vrindavan were always very busy during the day, very busy serving, working for the pleasure of Krishna. And they at night, they would sleep very, very soundly.
在今天的这个世界的要旨里面呢，舍尔爸爸还提到了，就是在白天的时候，文达们的这些居民们，他们非常的忙碌着，在从事着各种各样取悦 Krishna 的活动，所以也很疲累。所以到了晚上的时候呢，他们就会呼呼大睡。
If a devotee is engaged in pure devotional service all day long, he may feel tired and has a very good sleep. He has no worries, no anxieties.
当一位奉献者他用全天的时间都在从事奉献服务的活动的时候呢，他可能就会感到很疲劳，所以到晚上的时候呢，他就会睡得很香很沉，原因是因为他没有任何的焦虑，也没有任何的担忧。
They have no worries，
没有任何的担忧。
So we are in anxiety or worries because we are not engaged in the service of the Lord all the time。
我们之所以会有担忧和焦虑的原因，是因为我们并没有随时随刻的在致力在对主的奉献服务的活动之中。
That's why Srila Prabhupada, when he began our society and the devotees who are living in ashrams, at that time the devotees have no free time. They were engaged from morning until the time they wake up until evening and they would go to bed. There was no free time.
那就为什么在Srila Prabhupada的这个运动的早期，在刚刚建立起我们的社团的时候呢，奉献者都是居住在ashram里面的。 那么在那会儿的这些奉献者们，他们一天都非常的忙碌，完全没有自己的时间，从早服务一直到晚上睡觉之前。
They have a very extensive morning program beginning from 4:30 until around 9 o'clock.
他们清晨的这个活动的安排也是非常紧凑的，从清晨4:30一直到9点钟。
Then they would take breakfast.
然后他们会吃早餐。
And then everybody would go to their respective services.
然后呢，每个人都会进行他们各自的服务了。They
would stop to take lunch.
然后到吃午餐的时间的时候呢，大家会停下手中的活。In
the evening, they would come together and take dinner.
那在晚上的时候呢，大家会聚在一起吃晚餐。And
then they would go and take a rest.
然后呢，他们就会去休息了。And
nobody had problems with insomnia, not being able to sleep well, because they were so busy, so engaged.
因为当时大家都非常的忙，都在从事各种各样的活动，所以说呢，到睡觉的时候呢，大家就都自然的睡了，根本就没有失眠这个问题。So
they had no time to perform any meditation or any other spiritual activity. They were just engaged in devotional service.
所以呢，他们也没有时间进行冥想啊，或者是其他的灵性的活动。他们只是在做各种各样的奉献服务。And
in general, the devotees were always very engaged. Those who were always very engaged, they were always satisfied.
通常来说呢，这些奉献者他们都深深地沉在他们各自的活动之中。那么这些总是在做这些活动的这些人呢，他们是很心满意足的。Because
they're in their service, they were always connected their service to Krishna. They were doing that for Krishna. So the minds were peaceful. So they, even though the body sometimes would be very tired, but they were very, very satisfied.
因为他们所从事的这些活动呢，使他们和 Krishna 相连接在一起，而且呢，也会让 Krishna 很开心。那这样的话，他们的心意是非常的平和安宁的。虽然说他们的身体有的时候感到很疲惫。So,
if you don't live in ashram, it's more difficult because we have to do many activities related with maintenance of your body, maintenance of your family. And all that, but still, you can do that with by being absorbed in Krishna if you have a very good sadhana.
但是如果是没有住在ashram的奉献者呢，可能相对就困难一些，因为总是要花一些时间和精力去维系自己的身体和维系自己的家庭，但这也没什么问题，因为呢。 如果是有一个很好的sadhana的话，就可以把所有的这些活动呢，全部都和 Krishna 相连的一种状态连接起来。If
you take full advantage of sadhana in the morning, like the chanting the prayers to glorify the spiritual master, to Lassi Devi, chanting, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam or reading Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting the holy names, if you are really very absorbed in these activities, then we can go throughout the day doing all kinds sorts of activities and be saturated with Krishna's thought.
如果我们要是清晨很好的利用了我们的早修的这个时间的话，就是我们一开始就献上祷文，然后呢顶拜我们的灵性导师，念诵托拉西的顶拜祷文，然后呢阅读或者聆听圣典波迦瓦坦的早课。 然后很好的去念诵我们的 Japa， 如果我们要是这一系列事情都做得非常的专注的话，那么就会让我们很饱和的处在 Krishna 知觉之中。然后在这样的状态下去从事一天的活动的时候，也可以让我们总是想着 Krishna。
And during the day, try to engage in activities, dutiful activities that we have to perform, but without material attachment, depending on Krishna for the result.
在白天的时候呢，我们要去履行我们的职责，而去从事各种各样的活动。但是当我们在从事这些活动的时候呢，我们是不会有任何的要去依附于这个物质结果的这种依附性的，因为我们完全呢是让自己依靠在 Krishna 的一种心态下去活动。
And while practicing many many activities during the day, we can still remember Krishna. We can still chant the holy name.You can still stop time to time to read a little bit from the Srila Prabhupada's books and get our intelligence refreshed. There is always opportunity to be thoughtful of Krishna.
而且呢，在这一天中，当我们在去从事履行我们职责的这些活动的过程中的一些中间的这些碎片的时间，我们也可以很好的利用起来，让我们去做一些想着。Krishna 的事情，比如说我们可以念诵一下这个圣名啊，或者说是我们可以讲述一些关于 Krishna 的话题啊，或者是花一点点时间去阅读一点Srila Prabhupada的这些书籍啊。
So there is the possibility of connecting our activities or the results of our activities with Krishna's satisfaction.
所以呢，是有可能让我们。把我们的这些活动，或者是，就是把我们的这些活动与这个 Krishna 的满意相连接在一起去从事的。
We just have to have a good, very good sadhana in the morning, and also with some sadhana, some reading or some chanting before going to bed.
所以我们只需要做的事情就是清晨的时候要有很好的 sadhana 的休息。然后在我们晚上睡觉之前呢，也要做一点点萨那的活动，比如说呢，念一些念诵啊，或者是读一些书啊。
So it's possible, even though we may not live in an ashram environment, we still can create that type of environment in our lives.
即便是我们没有生活在 ashram 的环境之中，我们依然也可以在我们每天的生活中营造一些像阿什姆生活的环境。
And you can associate with devotees through media and so many media platforms. You can associate with devotees, send a few words and read something and share something. There's always opportunity to do something devotional with devotees who are in different places through our phones, through the media.
那我们呢有各种各样的这个媒体的这些平台，比如说我们的手机啊等等。那所以呢，我们虽然说身在各个地方，但是我们可以通过这些媒体的平台来得到和奉献者的联谊。那么通过这些平台呢，和奉献之间有一些交流，我们也可以一起读书等等。
So it's possible to have our consciousness.Our minds, our intelligence, our senses totally saturated by activities connected with Krishna if we perform a good sadhana.
所以如果我们要是从事了很好的 sadhana 的修习的话，所以就很有可能把我们的这个心意、感官还有智性都和这个 Krishna 知觉相连接在一起，去从事和 Krishna 知觉相关的这些活动。
So this is the mood of Vaikuntha. They were always engaged in activities, in many activities, but all the central point of those activities was to always thinking of Krishna, always thinking of Krishna.
所以这就是 Vaikuntha 的心态。那么在 Vaikuntha 的这些人们呢，他们总是在从事各种各样的活动，但是呢，他们内心中呢。在从事各种各样的活动的时候呢，总是在想着 Krishna。
So we stop here.
所以我们呢就先停在这里。
And you can leave your questions.
你们如果有问题的话呢，可以把这个问题留下来。
And if there is any question from previous time, we can answer now.
Yeah.如果要是有之前有问题的话呢，我们现在就可以来回答。Actually, we do have a couple of questions from previous week. Sanimanji, 您能麻烦您帮我再传一下吗？
二宝，亲爱的，
那个
啊，你这个对话框看不到是吗？
对对，我因为我这在手机上。如果你要有可能，我知道就是 Sumuki Rada 妈那就问了一个问题，还有图图妈那就问了一个问题。
Sumuki Rada 问的问题我不知道，我没看到，我这只有一个图图的问题，我发到你另外一个手机上是吗？
有，我发给您了。不，您就发到这个手机上就行。要不然我找吧，我找也行。我先说图图那个问题啊。
嗯。
阿叔 ，here's a question from 图图。顶拜敬爱的阿叔，小鞋匠对主全然的信心是由于他的谦卑吗？婆罗门的不信是由于他的骄傲吗？阿叔 ，please accept my venerable obeisances. My question is that for the coupler's full faith, is that because of his humility? And the reason for the Brahmana didn't believe Narada Muni's words is because he's arrogant or he's proud?
Yes.Because he was proud, yes, and whereas the cobbler was very simple, very humble.
是的，因为这个婆罗门他非常的骄傲，那么这个鞋匠呢，他很简单，他也很谦卑。
And he did not have enough faith.
Sorry,
he did not have enough faith.
而且那个这个婆罗门呢，他没有足够的信心。
That's why when Narada Muni saw that the Lord was passing elephants through the eye of a needle, he did not believe.
所以为什么 Narada Muni 在说，如果他就让 Narada Muni 对他说，主他正在把大象穿过针眼的时候呢，他就不相信。
But the cobbler was in his simplicity, he totally accepted as totally.He accepted everything without any doubt.
但是呢，这个小鞋匠呢，就是由于他特别的简单，所以说呢，他就毫无困惑的接受了所有的一切。
So this is the nature of having faith and being freed from pride.
那么所以呢，这就是this is what question
the nature of faith, the nature of faith and being freed from pride.
Okay, 那所以呢，这个就是信心的本质所在了。那而且呢，他也就摆脱了骄傲，他不会有骄傲。
Yes, if you are humble and if you are simple and you have faith.Then we accept everything Krishna does, even if it seems inconceivable.
所以如果我们要是简单，而且我们要是谦卑，而且要有信心的话，那我们就会相信 Krishna 是无所不能的，是即便是听起来好像是令人不可思议的。
Was there any other question?
Yes, there was a question from Sumuki Ranamaji. Please hold on, let me.三弟妈，我也传到咱们上一次有一个对话框里面。我现在我从我的手机上，我不知道我怎么能够去到别的那个对话框。我还特意的给发到了咱们仨的那个群里面。
我找一下啊。
OK.Okay, here is a question from Sati Maji. 请问阿叔，我们冥想之前去圣地的时光，不行，有我的回音。Sati, 为什么呢？
哦，我这麦关一下啊。
阿叔, I'm still looking for the question from Sumuki Rada, but before that, here is a question from Sati Maji.请问阿叔，我们冥想之前去圣地的时光，或者与灵性导师一起联谊的时光， 这也是心意跑道的过去，而不是在当下的状态吗？请阿叔讲，你不讲可以。
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes. Yes. Continue.
So, the question is that, 请问阿叔，我们冥想之前去圣地的时光，或者与灵性导师一起联谊的时光，这也是心意跑到过去，而不在当下的状态吗？请阿叔讲讲冥想和灵在当下的不同状态。阿叔， my question is that, if we are meditated, meditated the views while we were in Parakram, or whatever the beautiful moment when we associate with spiritual master in the past times, do you think that is also we are in the past, not at the present? So could you explain to us what are the differences between the meditation and be present?
Yes, when we can recall past times or wonderful moments that we live, and when we recall those moments, actually we seems like we are living them in the present.
当然我们可以去回忆当就是之前的一些非常美妙的时光。但是当我们在回忆这些美妙的时光的时候，我们感觉的状态就好像我们是在当下的感受一样。
And we could anchor that in the future, short future, we are going to go to the holy dam, so this is also good meditation.
那我们也可能会非常焦灼的渴望，可能在不久的将来我们就会去到圣地，那这也是一个很好的冥想。
Because here in the material world, we are still influenced by past, present, and future, the influence of material time.
那么因为我们现在还在物质世界，所以我们依然还是会被物质的时间所影响，所以呢，我们也还是会被过去、现在和将来所影响。
But as far as possible, we should try to live to when we are doing our activities for Krishna, any devotional activity, we should try to be present. We should not allow our minds to go into the past.Going to the future, and then our meditation is not nice because we forget what we are doing.
但是呢，就是当我们在为 Krishna 此时在做服务的时候，我们应该努力的尽量的让自己就处在当下的这个服务之中，而不是要让自己去想着过去或者是在畅想着未来。因为如果是这样做的话呢，就会使我们现在所做的这个事情的质量被打了折扣。
Yes, when you remember very sweet spiritual moments with devotees, spiritual master, other devotees, these moments become like the present, become the present in our life.
当然，当我们在回想着我们和灵性导师以及奉献者的那些非常甜美的时光的时候。当我们在想那些事的时候呢，我们好像就是在此时现在在经历着。
But we should not bring these thoughts, particularly when we are doing our chanting, where we are supposed to be very focused in the present.
但是呢，比如说当我们在念诵的时候，我们本来是应该让自己非常的专注的处于当下，所以我们在此时的时候呢，就不要让你去回想那些甜美的时刻。
We should try to be.Focus on what we are doing in the moment.
所以呢，我们应该让自己专注的在当下，我们此时正在从事的活动之中。
And in all the activities that require some focus, some concentration, like worshipping the deities, cooking for the Lord, all these things should be done with great concentration. We should be focused at that particular moment what we are doing.
比如说当我们在崇拜神像或者当我们在做饭的时候，其实我们都是要求要非常的专注于我们此时正在做的事情的，所以在那会儿我们一定要让自己就专注在当下那一刻。
When you are doing an offering to the Lord and you're chanting the praise, it should be in a moment. If you let your mind to go into the past or the future, you are not focused on what you are doing. You are ringing the bell but you don't know what you are doing.
所以说呢，当你在比如说在供奉向主供奉的时候， 那么这会儿你就应该让自己变得非常的专注去做这件事，否则的话你就忘了自己在做什么了。那也许可能你这会儿在摇铃，可是你并不知道你在做什么。
If you are reading Srimad Bhagavatam or hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, if you are not focused in the present, and then going into the past, no matter how wonderful it is, going into the past or into the future is a distraction.
那么比如说当你在聆听圣典波迦瓦坛或者在阅读圣典波迦瓦坛的时候，这会儿如果你要是让自己的这个心意去进入到过去或者将来的话，无论那是多么甜美的这个事情，那么你都没有办法真正的专注在现在你在做的这个事儿了。
Yeah, but there are moments, yes, there are moments that we can recollect wonderful moments, with beautiful events that we spend together, and it gives us satisfaction. Yes, there are moments.
但是呢，我们确实有一些时刻，我们是可以让自己去冥想之前所经历的那些甜美时刻的。这是可以的。
Okay.
Yes, Ashu, sometimes while I am chanting my japa, in this moment I am very focused, but next moment, all of a sudden, some strange ideas just come into me. I can catch that, but I just have no idea how come that just come. Because for the previous moment, I was very focused, but all of a sudden this happened again.So why that happened? So because sometimes for the we are not purposely go to the past. Just some past images just emerged there, manifested there with no reason.
Translate.
Okay, 我跟阿叔说，我说。就有的时候，比如说我在念诵的时候，在前一秒钟之前，我还特别的专注在这个曼陀罗上，可是，在后一秒钟，不知道为啥，突然之间，一个念头、一个想法就显现了，而且这个念头和这个想法呢，并不是我把它招来的，是它自己就突然之间那么显现了，这到底是咋回事呢？
Yes, because the past experience are engraved in our minds, and sometimes.Because we are not focused on the present, the mind brings these events into the forefront, and you contemplate that, and you got distracted from what we are doing in the right moment. It's our problem. The mind can bring up these things, but we should not pay attention to what the mind brings in. We should be focused on hearing what we are chanting.
那么，所以呢，这其实是。这其实是我们的问题，就是我们的这个心意，它是会把各种各样的想法给带到我们现在此时在做的这个事情上的。那么就是由于我们没有就是特别的让自己的这个心意要努力的专注在当下，所以说呢，在当你在念诵的时候，这个心意就会把这些念头就钻到这个空子里面来，而且呢，就是所有的这些想法，它都已经深深的是刻在我们的这个脑子里面的，所以呢，就会被抓出来。所以我们要做的事情呢，就是要有意识的告诉自己，不要去理会这些心意给我们带进来的这些想法。
This morning I was hearing a conversation of Srila Prabhupada of his disciples, and one disciple said, Srila Prabhupada, often when I'm chanting, all kinds of thoughts come into my mind and disturb my concentration. What should we do?
今天早晨我就听了舍拉帕帕的和他的门徒之间的一段对话。那么这个门徒就说呢，就当我在念诵的时候，有好多好多的想法和念头都会钻到我的脑子里面，然后这样呢就会很打扰我的念诵。那我到底应该怎么办呢？
Srila Prabhupada said, "Your mind has nothing to do with your chanting."
然后他爸爸说，其实你的心意和你的念诵没有任何的关系。
When you are chanting, you are doing two things. You are vibrating a sound and you are hearing that sound. That's what you should concentrate on.
那么当你在念诵的时候呢，其实你只做了两件事，一个呢是你发出这个音震，另外一个呢是你在聆听这个发出的震动的声音，所以这个就是你要做的事情。
So the mind can pop many things from the past, but you are, if you are focused on hearing what we are chanting, then it will not disturb because we are focused on that.
那么这个心意呢，它会导出很多的这个存在脑子里面的这些记忆和念头。但是如果我们要是非常的专注在我们的念诵的话，这些念头就不会打搅我们，因为我们始终在专注在我们的这个念诵的这个聆听的这件事情上。
Certainly, this is easier said than done, but we have to make an effort to ignore our minds when the minds bring up these things. We have to ignore.
当然了，这个说起来比做起来要容易得多。但是呢，我们要做的事情呢，就是尽量让我们的心意，去训练我们要忽略心意所给我们带过来的这些念头。
So it means we have to make an effort to really ignore the mind every time the mind brings up all this, pops in with all these images and the past things that totally captures our attention. We have to be so focused in hearing that we don't pay attention to that.
也就是说我们要努力做一件事情，就是每次当心意把这些点子念头给带到我们的面前的时候呢，我们要忽略我们的这个心意，然后呢要完全的专注在我们所念诵的这件事情上，要训练。
OK.
Yes, so here is a question from Sumuki Rana Madhaji.感谢阿叔的精彩讲课，请问敬爱的阿叔，鞋匠背后的大榕树是否代表我们在物质世界无数生世的业报？而要想通过虔诚苦行和宗教仪式祭祀获得解脱，似乎遥遥无期。但是当纯粹奉献服务发生的时候，奉爱服务燃尽了所有的业报，并吸引了主和他奉献者的仁慈，解脱也就成为了奉献服务所带来的超然快乐的附属品，不值得一提了。Thank you, Ashu, for your beautiful lecture. So my question is that if the banyan tree behind of the little coupler represents that over numerous karma reactions from this material world, And we want to liberate it from them through the pious activities and religious rituals and also piety activities. However, that sounds like no end about that. However, when we actually started to render the pure devotional service, all of the karma has been burned from the devotional service, and also attract the mercy from the Lord and his devotees. If that happened, the liberation becomes the side effect from the transcendental bliss from that devotional service. In that case, the liberation is worthless. It's not worth to even mention. Is that true?
It's very true.
非常对，就是这么回事。
Yes, if you are absorbed in devotional service, even though liberation can come, you are not so much concerned, because what you want is just to continue serving Krishna. We are not after liberation. Liberation becomes a byproduct, not what we want to get.
Yeah. 那么就是如果我们要是非常专注的在从事奉献服务的话，这个解脱呢是会来到的。但是呢，由于我们非常的想继续的再去从事这个奉献服务，使得我们对这个解脱这件事情呢并不关注了。那么这个解脱呢，它只是一个副产品，并不那么重要。
But of course, this is a very high stage of practice of devotional service.
当然了，但是这也呢是奉献服务的非常高的境界。
Until we get to that stage, we are still somehow with some attachment to become free from miseries, to in some way be liberated from pain.
但是在达到那个层面之前呢，我们依然还是会有一些想法，像怎么样能够解脱我们的痛苦。那么通过解脱，就是通过得到这个解脱，而是让自己能够摆脱这些所经受的痛苦。
But we should not be hankering really for that, and we should see that there is something more important than just be liberated. We should think, okay, if I'm liberated, then I can offer better service to the Lord because I will not be affected by material existence anymore. So I can engage more in more devotional service.
但是呢，我们不能够把解脱这件事情呢当成我们唯一想要得到的一件事情。但是我们可以有一个想法，就是，如果我要是解脱了的话，那么我就可以不再受物质存在的这个物质能量的影响了。那如果是这样的一种状态，那我就可以为主做更多的服务了。
嗯。Okay.
Yes.
So no other
question.
Okay.
No. That's all the questions.
Thank you, everybody, for the questions. Thank you for listening.
所以非常感谢大家的问题，也非常感谢大家的聆听。
嗯。A special thank you to Mother Sati and Dana Kelly.
特别的感谢 Sati 妈妈和Dana Kelly.
嗯。Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari 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 Go
Ashu Ki Jai Hare Krishna Ashu 外昆塔之音服务愿意聆听各位尊敬的奉献者那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了非常感谢阿叔 Krishna Baladeva Prabhu 为我们的精彩讲述以及为问题的耐心的解答非常感恩萨提妈的机为我们安排的这个平台也感恩所有的奉献者的聆听祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙温暖的周末 Hare Krishna